everyone, and welcome to Creation Lightship Healing. We're so glad you could join us today on the Healing Highway. We are live with Ron Amatron today. It is Monday, May 12th, 2014, and we have a bunch of wonderful healings samples for you coming up in this next hour, so we hope you can just sit back and enjoy the show. You can send us questions to our Yahoo email account at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And we also have the fast chat back up and running. So if you have a short question, you can type it into that. And you can find that on our bbsradio.com station one homepage. So Ron, I don't know if we'd like to do a sample clearing for everybody tonight, maybe to kind of just settle them into the week or take away some anxiety. I know today was a pretty good day for everybody that I talked to, but maybe people out there kind of had a hectic day, so maybe we could just take away some anxiety energy, if that's okay with you, for everybody, and just have a great Q&A show tonight.
Let me put everybody in their body properly. Let's do that, and that will help you out probably more than a clearing. So here we go. I'm going to take you out of your body and put you back in. So out and in. There. Oh, if your body jerked or you feel a little dizzy or you feel a little strange, I'll do it again. So coming out and in. And I'll do it one more time to make sure that you got these, energies working properly. A lot of times, your spirit will come in improperly. You could have been having that for your whole life. That's not unusual. So we're going to make sure that you kind of come in maybe a little better next time. So out and in. So there we go. So you should have a nice pathway now to follow. But if you get, a crash landing happening where you get jerked into your body because you're out doing something and you get startled, that could change. But right now you should be in your body properly. So we'll energize the light beam. So bring the light beam up on the monitor screen. And here we go. Count to five. I'll bring the male energies. So one, two, three, four, and five. And another one here. A little more stronger. So one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. Everybody, you can enjoy that and enjoy the peace energy coming your way. Remember, source energy is peace. Never outside of yourself. Always with you. You just have to do the mind a heart drop to connect to that. We have that as a sample on our website, creationlightship.com. So that's what you should be doing daily, maybe half a dozen times. And that will take the place of meditation if you happen to be a meditator wasting your life doing nothing. It's like a drug. So, remember, when you're in source energy, everything works for you wonderfully when you're in the present moment. Otherwise, you're out on timelines, meditating, doing your journey, wherever that is, and your poor physical body is unprotected, and you can have aliens jump in you and other things, because nobody's protecting your body when you're out of it. Remember, everything boils down to you, and you is all that there is. No such thing as higher self or lower self or higher self or anything else. That's all New Age metaphysical jargon. All there is you. Oh, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, that's a great point, and I think it's important because doing those other things and being outside of your body can be very seductive, and a lot of people feel very powerful when they are doing that. They feel like they have control over their lives, and they feel like they're connecting with something that makes them feel special and greater than themselves. But in reality, they're probably doing themselves a great deal of harm and abandoning their spirit and source energy, which is ultimately all they need to be connecting with and connecting to, is what's already inside of you. So it is very important to remember to do the mind-to-heart drop and to not go sideways into the darkness of mind energy. And if you are looking for how to do that, it's quite simple. And Ron will probably do this for us at the end of the show. it does immediately take you out of your mind and into your heart center. And there's an audio sample that you can find at the top of creationlightship.com. So it's right there under the announcements at the top. And there's a lot of really great sample healings there, and they're audio samples, so you just listen to them, and you can learn how to do that. So, Ron, we just finished up the first weekend of the 8-hour healing intensive, and that was the monthly 4-hour ascension call on Saturday the 10th, and that was a great call. And hopefully everybody listening could be on that, or if you couldn't be, maybe you can get on it next month. And there's also the 8-hour healing intensives, which Ron did one yesterday, and also one on is coming up on May 18th and the 25th. So you can find out more about those on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and it's right at the top. It's the upcoming events, and it's a really great opportunity to get lightship healings and to be on the lightship with Ron, and also to get your water for the week and have that charged and helping keep you centered and peaceful. And also, if you're dealing with any sort of issues, it's very helpful to sort of get a jump start on those. So I'm going to go over to the questions. And we do have quite a few, so I just want to thank everybody for sending their questions and continuing to send questions. So you can send them at any time. It doesn't have to be during the show. If you'd like to just sit back and listen to the show, that's great. And then you can send them later in the week. It's always nice to get questions and testimonials. Okay. So, Ron, I guess we can just get right to them. And the first question is about... somebody who would like to call you for a consultation. So in the meantime, though, they're requesting a clearing for their head and or brain. So they believe that their equilibrium is off as a result of this. So they're wondering if they could have a sample clearing. And maybe I was thinking, how could we incorporate this that in a way that would be helpful for the rest of our listening audience? So maybe we could have a sample, I'm trying to think here, what would be a good clearing to do for everybody? Maybe a sample like a head connector clearing. Maybe that might help out a little bit.
Okay, so here we go. What happens here? So one, taking off your head connectors. This is how the aliens connect to you. So I will say you want to always keep your crown chakra closed. So if you're a new listener and you're wondering, why, if you do clearings and why I don't use the seventh chakra, it's because it's not supposed to be opened. Oh, in New Age metaphysics, they'll tell you how great it is. That's your divinity connection, et cetera. Yeah, that's to the aliens. That is correct. Your divinity of the aliens are connected to you there, your main controlling medium, the main plug to go into your body, we'll say. And so you want to close that off, but... we have the head connector clearing to help you out after that. So here we go, taking away these head connectors. And, you know, there could be as many as probably 500 on the top of your head. So here we go. One, two, three, four. In fact, I'll probably count to a couple hundred, and you can feel each one leave you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. Didn't know they had you that bad, I bet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. And that one again now, over. Just make it 200. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. Got it again here. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 200. Okay, Elizabeth, back to you.
Wow. That was awesome, Ron. Thank you. And I hope that helps out the person who wrote in. I believe the official name of that clearing that Ron just did a sample of for us is the Crown Chakra Alien Cording Disconnection. And I'm going to have a link to that put in the fast chat. So hopefully that helps you out. It's a very powerful clearing. And there's also, I think there's a free clearing that we can do that also helps with that, a free sample. Well, there are a bunch of free sample alien clearings, but the one in particular that might relate to the head is this alien mind fog removal. And that one is under the free sample healings on Ron's website. So there's also an alien head implant removal, which could also maybe be contributing to having a head issue. So I would maybe get in there and do those. In the meantime, you could do the free ones. I don't know if that helped out whoever was having this issue, but hopefully it did. And if it did, maybe you could do those while you're saving up for the other clearings that you want to work on. So thanks so much, Ron. That was a really intense clearing. And I got a couple of messages on the fast chat from the last one that you did. It's people are saying that felt great. And it seems like that the one where you put us out and in of our body was really helping people. So that's great. And people are also saying that they do the mind to heart drop a half dozen times an hour sometimes.
Oh, very good.
So that's very good. Yeah. And I also feel, and I don't know if this is true, Ron, but I feel like if you hurt yourself, like you burn yourself or you stub your toe or you fall or something, and your body gets this kind of physical shock, if you do the mind to heart drop and you command your spirit to return to your body, because correct me if I'm wrong, but as soon as you hurt yourself, it immediately leaves. If you call it back and do the mind to heart drop, I feel like the physical suffering is not quite as bad as it would be if you didn't.
I said that would probably be correct, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And also, it probably helps you in your healing process, your body's healing process, too, if your spirit's commanded back into your body.
And if you have any of those situations going on, which we all, I was kind of watching the energy as you were giving those words out of, a burn and stubbing your toe, et cetera, it's... A lot of energy is there because they want to abduct you for that. So get out of those timelines, if it is a real painful experience and, you're having troubles maybe for half an hour to an hour later because of it, and having a burn like off of a stove, that could last, a day. Get off of that timeline, boy, because you could be on those. That's the high mileage one, man. That one, you're giving away lots of energy. They're going to really like you for that. And so get off those timelines, and the burn might just go away completely. Put up a bunch of screens and hit that thing hard. See what happens. Just get off of that timeline of your pain. To call it, in a sense, you can't put this into the entry box, but basically that would be one of your more the alien's favorite bad luck clearings, situations for you. They probably have a handful that everybody's tagged with, is how you respond. So they probably already know your MO of what happens to you and how much bondage they get off of you. So they're going to always try to figure out a way to do something to you to steal your energy. And your energy is not only emotional or pain, it's to steal bits and pieces and parts of your spirit, of your soul. They want to get that. When you're not in peace, vulnerable to having yourself diluted out and become less, after that experience, because they have you on a timeline which they own you now. A lot of times, not retrieve yourself. So you gave parts of yourself away, maybe not knowingly, but once you find out about it, then it is knowingly, because you acted as something. And it's really hard to not to react sometimes, but just know when you have a situation, very possibly you're going to come back with less of you than what you had before that situation happened. And that's why, but you, when you hear what I'm talking about now, you're going to go, oh, that's not very good, and you may get upset and, you know, pissed off or whatever, but you start realizing, no, maybe that's why I want to become peaceful, so they can't tag me with my MO. So that's what you got to look at. How do you get out of this situation? Become peaceful. Do the mind of heart drop a lot. Very, very simple. 20 seconds, you're there. And keep doing that. And then they're going to say, you know, this person here is kind of useless to us. You know, before we had a lot of reactions from them, we got a lot of their energy, got their spirit caged up here, and we love it, using it all the time. But now they're doing the mind of heart drop, and we really don't use them that much because they're peaceful. We can't use peace. Well, that's what you have to look at. How do you prevent things from happening to you? Well, like I always say, you know, the only reason why you're getting tagged is because you're thinking. You're going against the light. Judge you the light, that's what the darkness wants you to do. Well, when you get into the mind of heart drop, I'm in peace, and they're really not going to want you as much. That's your only protection that you have here, is to become peaceful. It's sort of like, you know, looking at something that might be frozen, it's not moving, and things that are moving are going to, you know, attract attention. So when you get into that state of peacefulness, then there's no more duality around you, and they live in duality. They're waiting for you to jump through another hoop. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Ron, that is such a great point, and that's such good advice. So you should immediately get those timelines up and start crashing them if you are in any kind of physical pain, because they are just riding you and taking away all of your energy. So that's such a great point. It's best to get off those timelines, especially if you have a chronic pain type situation. You want to do a lot of timeline crashing and also a lot of maybe removing barcodes. And I just thought of something else, too. Oh, when you were talking about being peaceful, it's very true, because if you look at nature and you look at animals, prey animals in particular, their best defense is to be still to elude a predator. So if they're thrashing around and running around and drawing attention to themselves, they're probably going to get eaten by whatever is chasing them. That's why a lot of animals have camouflage, and that's why they just kind of stand really still. It's an instinct response to a situation where they are trying not to be noticed. So I'm not trying to draw parallels here, but I guess in a way I am. I don't want to scare anybody, but what Ron is saying is very true. It's the more peaceful you are and the more heart-centered you are and the less connected you are to this tumultuous emotional state, the less attention you're going to draw to yourself, which I think is a very good observation, Ron, and it's a great point. Hopefully everybody can internalize that and start getting on the healing highway with us so that it becomes less of an issue for you when you are heart-centered and in your body more. But it's not always easy to get there, so you just have to keep working at it, and eventually things do start improving. Okay, Ron, so I'm going to move on to the next question, and this is interesting because you did this.
I'll interrupt here. Yeah.
Sure, go ahead.
Sometimes if you do a clearing, not always, but sometimes it could get worse before it gets better. But that's only because stirring the pot up and the energy that the aliens don't want you to get rid of the energy, so they may give you some more issues to entrap you into what you're clearing away. With the lightship healings, they're normally instantaneous. Well, they are instantaneous. Not normally. They are instantaneous. So you may not have that situation reoccurring, but sometimes it might. So what I'm saying is, if you do the mind of heart drop instantly, you're there. You don't have to worry about anything doubling back on you because you're in peace. As long as you stay in peace, and they're really not going to find you that easily. So I'll just say I'm like 99% correct there, you know. And the OBs that are listening, who listen to the programs off and on, or more often than that, or every show maybe even, and they know what I'm talking about, and they can agree to it 100%. That, yeah, they're now peaceful. At first, when you hear us talking, it's going to probably go against everything that you have learned in this lifetime. Why is that? Because you've been fed a lie. And the lie that you live brought you to where you are now. Probably want to get out of that lie, want to have some more awareness, and well, that's the whole thing, is to become peaceful. You can ask anybody on the planet, you want to be in duality, you know, go through the emotional roller coaster ride, go through traumas and dramas, get hurt, feel better, get hurt, feel better, you know, falling in and out of love all the time, whatever the situation is. And everybody's going to say, no, I would rather not do that, but what's the alternative? And you go, well, become peaceful. A lot of people look at you like, how do you become peaceful? My whole life is a drama. Well, as you start listening to more of these programs, and like I normally tell people, it could take 6 to 10 of them, and listen to the archives, you know, and, you know, go back different years even. You know, each show is going to be beneficial for you. And start listening, and you just start being able to connect some dots. And at first it may be kind of like, I don't know about this here. Oh, it doesn't sound right to me because I was taught differently. And, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Remember, but you've been stuck here for 50,000 years or so. So that belief system that you have stuck you here, and you're still here. So you talk to anybody, and you can give them that, the alternative of peace. And you gave them that peace experience, they're not going to ever want to get out of it. Want to stay peaceful. Once they experience peace, doesn't matter who they are or what they are, aliens want to experience peace. So once they get that situation, that energy of peace, then they know there's an alternative to what they've been doing their whole life. And remember, you have a self-fulfilling prophecy, which is the law of cause and effect. It will bring you what you want to experience continuously. And if you believe in something, it'll validate that. And if you don't believe in something, then you'll have that validation that it doesn't work. That's the way the law of cause and effect is. It's all mind energy. Whatever direction you're going, that's your consciousness, that's the correct way for you to go until you find out about peace. So the aliens will bring you wherever you want to go to. They'll chase, have you chase that carrot continuously. But if you want to get off the treadmill, do the mind to heart drop, 20 seconds, you're in peace. And you go, wow, what a difference that is. I've been searching for this my whole life. Hopefully you're young enough, you find the peace that you can have a life that's peaceful, rather than being maybe the last hour of your life trying to find peace, and you finally got it, and then you die with it. So hopefully you're going to be able to live a long time and know about peace. You haven't had it before in any lifetime. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's really true, Ron, and it really depends on how deeply you are stuck in this process of living that we all have to go through here. So the first clearing that you probably would want to do, that you have to do really, is the whole lifetime emotional clearing. And that one is going to make it a lot easier for you to decide in which direction you need to go. And that's the first one on recommended healing. So you can find that on creationlightship.com on the left side. And you can just click on that link, and it'll take you there. Now, this is very interesting to me because I've been to the expos that Ron does, and it's very evident, and I'm sure other people who have been there have also experienced this, so if you would like to write in about it, the peace that you see on people's faces and the peace that you feel when you're in the light chamber and you're in the lectures that Ron is giving, where he's clearing off cordings and bringing us all into our bodies properly, and the sample healings that are offered at the expos, it's very clear what peace can do for you. And I think it's even if people don't realize it, it's very interesting to watch as an observer in order to get into that state. And once people know how to do it, I feel like if they get it, they just keep coming back for more, because it really is a state like no other. And I don't know if anyone was at the last expo, but I think the next one now is coming up. That'll be in October. So we'll have more on that as it gets closer, but that's going to be the next opportunity to actually go and experience that in person. So, and I think that'll be in New York. So hopefully people can come out for that. I know I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but also I wanted to say too, Ron, that what you're describing is really being in the moment. Because if you're worried and in an anxious and emotional state, you're probably living in the future or you're living in the past. And what you really want to be doing is living in the moment. And the mind-to-heart drop can put you into the moment, and so can the free be here in the now clearing, which is also a free sample clearing. So if you're having a particularly difficult day at work or wherever you are, you might want to put that on in order to kind of get yourself back into the present moment and off of those past and future timelines.
Most of those timelines, you know, that are in the past, they're probably, you know, under the heading of fear. So, you know, something comes in the mail, you know, and all of a sudden it puts you into fear mode because, oh, you don't want to open that letter up because it has some special something on it, you know. Oh, we'll just say that you get this letter from some attorneys, you know. I use the term, Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe. That's from the Car Talk show. On there it says, the law office of Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe, you know. And so right away your knees buckle, and then you open it up, and maybe it's like, oh, we got you, you know. But it's fear, you know. So, you know, the whole thing is fear. You're dealing with fear from the past, because you heard about somebody else having a poor or bad situation. And that ever happened to you, or you don't have any experience about what to do with this here. No? So that's why you want to be in the moment, to deal with your situations. And, you know, it's not that that letter is going to go away, but you can have a lot more clarity of what to do, you know, with that letter, if you get some, you know, empowerment and figure out what to do with your life, you know, and find out what the theme is on that. You know, is there a theme of whatever that letter is doing? Maybe it's a telephone bill, and you go, oh, no, I'm in fear now, you know. My telephone bill is, we'll just say power bill, because we're, you know, a winter power bill. You know, maybe it's, I don't know, I heard like $500 somebody, I think, sitting in Canada, you know. I said, holy moly, you know. We'll just say it's $200, right? So your power bill comes in, and it's normally $200, and you think, you know, I have this thing on all the time now, and now what's it going to be? So now you're in fear to look at those numbers. Maybe it goes up $50. So before, you could handle the $200. That's what you budgeted. But now you're in fear because you see $50 more. So that $50 brought you into fear. Where am I going to get $50, you know? Well, you know, do the self-empowerment clearing. I'll get into the present moment to see what's going on. What you can do to help yourself. That's the whole thing. Otherwise, they got you. And just to be, you know, situations that people deal with all the time. And you just need to get in the moment. So the whole thing is get in the moment to become peaceful. And from there, you can use your source energy of your spirit, figure out a solution. And the solutions can come to you. That's why you want to do timeline crashing. To bring forth an outcome that you may want to have. You know, you want to say that you want to have your telephone bill paid, because at this point you can't pay it off, you know. And so having it paid, maybe you can put that on some timeline crashes. First, you want to acknowledge that you have the telephone bill naturally. Can't get rid of it. It's already there. You already used their energy up. Now you want to get it paid, and maybe something will come about where maybe you can babysit for a few nights or do something to make the extra $50 before, you know, you're paralyzed wondering how you're going to get $50, because you already had the $200. That's kind of the way you need to look at it, is things will come to you when you're in the moment with source energy. Otherwise, you're going to be in fear, and that'll put you on a timeline. And the timeline that you're dealing with could be a very negative one to get $50. So, yeah, the law of cause and effect, where source energy does not use cause and effect. You just find the outcome, and you go for it if you choose to. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Ron, this is such a great show, and it's so true how we let a piece of paper cause fear in us and put us onto these timelines. And we are letting the fear and our fear of the past and these past timelines create our future and write our future. So we have to get off of them. And it's probably what motivates most people, if you think about it, is being afraid. So if you can have the vision to look at things differently, you can really allow a new space to come into your life, a space of creativity and also of possibility, rather than just letting fear motivate you and having to react to things and always being afraid. And I think, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people live in this state of constant fear and anxiety about things. So it's important to remember that and to really look at your motivations and think about maybe what you need to clear out in order to be able to make those clear and peaceful decisions.
Another thing, this is probably coming about now, being kind of more summertime almost, you know, in certain areas. But let's just say that you happen to, you know, go to the swap meet, you know, for instance, which, you know, I don't have that luxury to do. I wish I did, but there's none around here. I like looking at stuff, you know. But anyway, maybe, you know, you go to the swap meet and you're looking around and you got your $200 with you for your telephone bill. You don't have the extra 50, but you got the 200, you know, because you haven't paid the bill yet. And you see this thing there, which is $200, and you know it's worth $500 used anytime. And so you go, you know, I'm going to go on blind faith here. So I was in the present moment, and somehow I decided to go to this flea market. You spend your $200 for this thing, okay? Oh, you get it. The next week, you shine it up, you know, and you get it all spiffed up, and you go to the flea market, and you put it up there, and lo and behold, because you're in the present moment, person comes over and says, man, I'll give you $500 for that. I've been looking for that for my whole life. Now you made $300. Hey, you have to, you know, this is the way things work. And you can't judge source energy of how the money's going to come to you. But you have to, you can't hang on to the money. You have to hang on to your dream, your idea. So all you wanted was to have more income. This one maybe was a landfall for you. Now you can pay 2 months of telephone bills. You probably won't, but
you'll go out and look for more antiques.
But, you know, that's the way things happen. You know, you don't know what's going to happen. So, and you know, anyway, that's just
That's such a good point, and I was just thinking about that, how people get so hung up on the money, and even on our master timeline call that you just had, everyone was kind of like, well, how can I get more money, or how can I use the timeline crashing to get more money, or I'm in a bad financial situation, or I have credit card debt, and it's almost like that's not even really the issue, and I don't want to say that it doesn't matter, but it really doesn't, because if you really are in the moment, you don't really know what kind of opportunities you're missing by worrying about that piece of paper. And what I like to do is very interesting. If you get foreign currency, or if you have like a piece of Canadian currency or something and you accidentally give it to somebody and they're like, oh, what is this? And it's meaningless because it doesn't have that emotional charge that we put on it. So it really is just a piece of paper, and you have to kind of remove your emotional attachment to that before you can really start getting somewhere and being open to that, like I guess it would be a new vision of how you look at money. And then it's true, like maybe you'll be at the thrift store and you'll see something that's like, you know is valuable and they want, you know, $20 for it, and you get it, and it ends up being worth like several hundred dollars. So you never know what being in the moment is going to give you.
Yep, so that's the whole thing. We'll do the Mind of Heart drop to show people what it's about. It's real simple. And the hardest part for everybody is to get out of mind energy. And so people think their way into their heart, and that doesn't work. Well, it does work. It works fine in the darkness. It's always worked for you, in fact. But you don't want to use that system any longer. So you want to get into light. So you want to command your spirit out loud. Otherwise, you're using your darkness spirit that they cloned for you. And I don't think you want to do that anymore. You've been doing that for all your 50,000 years here or so. So anyway, here we go. So command your spirit out loud that to take your thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart. And I count from 10 to 1 backwards. And then after you do it for about a week, maybe just you might just say 1, 2, 3 or 3, 2, 1 or whatever. You can go down less, but here we go. Dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thanks, Ron. And, yeah, everyone should be doing this every day, whenever you need to. So the person who wrote in about having the head problem just wrote in, and we appreciate when people do this because it helps us to, and it helps Ron to kind of understand what's going on. But this person just wrote back, thank you, Ron, for the head clearing. I absolutely feel a big relief. Amazing. So that's great, and hopefully you can maybe get that crown chakra clearing. It sounds like, unfortunately, you might need that. But in the meantime, keep doing the alien mind fog and alien head implant removals, because those are both free, and hopefully that will help you. So there's another question here, Ron. And it's from someone who wrote in a couple weeks ago, and I apologize for not getting to it earlier. But this person is asking about a couple of months ago, I guess, you were talking about a clearing that would put spirits in and out of our bodies, and they're just wondering what happened with that. Are you there, Ron? Any news on that clearing?
Yeah, I don't know. At this moment, I'm just too busy to do that. At some point, I'll see if I can get it up on the website to help people out with that. But right now, there's too much going on. Put up more clearings or to even talk to people. So very, very busy.
Okay. So stay tuned for that one, and thanks for inquiring, and if there's any more information on that, we can get that out as soon as Ron's able to do. So the next question comes from a listener who is writing about the all alien parallel lifetime clearing, and they're wondering if magnetic and twisted body clearing and barcodes should be entered into this clearing. And they also are wondering if there are any suggestions on clearing an entire snake pit. Not sure.
Yeah, you could probably put those in there. Maybe on a twisted body. Let's see here.
Well, we also have a separate, you have a separate magnetic and twisted body clearing.
Yeah, that's the body jump start.
Yeah.
The all parallel life one takes your original. It's designed to have your whole lifetime clearings in case you're in a timeline, a parallel life, okay, and you want to clear the emotions that were collected and are collected in that parallel life, okay? That would be something that you may just want to experiment with. As they could very possibly have emotions that you use all the time. Let's say that you're a person that just happens to cry a lot, okay? You're very sensitive and things upset you when you cry a lot. So that means that you got tagged for crying, okay? And they know that emotions will come forward from you to make you cry. So they could be doing that and having your crying emotion package there. You did your whole lifetime emotional here, but do they have it over there too? So you could do that clearing, the whole lifetime emotional clearing, in the parallel life one and get rid of the emotions on parallel lives that you know nothing about. And that's what it's for, is to get rid of the parallel life energies for that particular body that you have in the Beyondo that they're making you live. You not even know about that situation, but to be the reason why you become very emotional here, maybe with crying. So that's, I'm trying to connect some dots here for you. As far as a snake pit, is that a physical snake pit that you're having, or is it on the astral plane, or are they poisonous snakes? What do you think that the person's meaning by that?
I'm guessing because they're doing an alien all parallel life removal, it's probably something in a parallel life or something of an extraterrestrial origin, although it's hard to know without further clarification what's going on there. But if it's a literal snake pit, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what I would do for that. Probably just run as far away as I possibly could from it, but I don't know. So maybe
you can make peace with the snakes.
Yeah, you can actually. That's a good suggestion, Ron. I was just thinking that.
Yeah,
you could
just
make
peace
with
them. I had one that I found. I couldn't grab the last one. It was a green one. I never saw a green snake before, but I picked up a regular, like a gopher snake. It was about 4 foot in length, and it was kind of neat. I don't mind picking up snakes as long as they don't bite, But normally they don't bite you because they're not that type. I never have been bitten by any snake that I've picked up. Although if I hear it rattling, I probably won't go near it, but normally the other ones are a little more peaceful. And they kind of like having their head petted and stuff, because they never get that opportunity. I don't know if they're much in fear or not that I'm going to eat them or something because they're out of they're off the ground, we'll say. So make peace with them.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I feel like you can have a moment with some animals sometimes and creatures that are very much maligned and probably like more afraid of you than, you should be of them. So hopefully that helps. But if it's of an alien attack nature, I'm not sure. Maybe we could get a little bit more information on that and hopefully help you out. Okay. So this is interesting, Ron. I don't know. Do you have anything else more to add on that, or can we move on?
Let's move on to when we get a few more questions here, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, the questions are just rolling in. So thanks, everybody. And we really appreciate you sending them to the Healing Highway and also getting on this highway with us. So this is great. The next, it's actually a testimonial, and it's from someone who wrote to us and said, "Today I met someone I haven't seen for 2 years. Did clearings for this person. Can't believe how different this person looks. No glossed over eyes anymore. More relaxed and peaceful. What a great surprise."
That's great. Wonderful. So absentee healing, do work if you, choose to do something for somebody or whatever. And the best thing to do an absentee clearing on, which is like in one of the whole lifetime ones, is somebody who you really hate and despise. If that button gets pushed in you. So, do that emotional clearing for them and maybe whatever else they're going through, but do the emotional one first. you never know how much energy they're courting you with or sucking out of you if you had a relationship, and whenever you think of them, you want to run the other direction, because you're running because there's something that's going on between you and them which you physically can't see. Always want to help someone out with a clearing if they are connected to you that heavily. Back to you, Elizabeth.
That's true, Ron. And I should point out, too, that you probably could do them absentee, but you could also just, do them for the person yourself. Like, they don't have to be present. And if you are on one of the intensive calls, you can also invite people to come on as absentee with you. So if you pay for two intensives, that person doesn't have to be there. They will receive the healing whether or not they are they're there with you. I mean, as long as you are there, you know, running the healing, or you are a registered absentee and you register this other person, they can also receive the healing. So that's also a great attribute of these healings. Okay, and I just also wanted to mention that hopefully everybody can come join Ron for the other show that comes up after this, and I just wanted to briefly talk about that for just a sec. It is about tonight the marvels of the creation light ship. So if you're new and you are just joining us, this might be a great show for you to check out. And you can follow the link to Ron's other site, the other radio program, via Ron's website, creationlightship.com. So that is kind of the marvelous out-of-this-world aspects and healing gifts of the creation light ship, also known as source energy and the birthplace of our spirit. All creation lightship healing is love-based and heart-centered. The lightship does not recommend or use your mind to manipulate energy. Go within. Your spirit resides in your heart center. So that's on the top right side of creationlightship.com, and hopefully you can join us for that. It's a great experience and sounds like a great topic tonight. Okay, so I'll get back to the listener questions, and just wanted to take a moment here because we have quite a few, and they are on a lot of different topics. So I don't know if we're going to have time to get to everybody tonight, but if we don't, just be patient, and I will get to them next week, or I can forward them to one of the other co-hosts for one of the shows later on in the week. So someone is wondering if you can do a sample clearing on emotional attachments for everybody, maybe like a cording release.
That'd probably be an attachment, I guess. So energetic
attachment clearing.
So let's see. I would have no clue what to do. So you got to figure out what you're corded to, what you're connected to on an emotional situation. So here we go. Just think of something. It could even be like an attachment, since we just had Mother's Day. Maybe you have an emotional attachment to your mother's picture. Maybe she's no longer with you. Maybe she gave you something special, and you see it every day now, and it brings up either joy or sadness to you because you're in duality with it. So you have a reaction, let's put it that way. Maybe you just want to get disconnected from it. Maybe you wanted to throw it away years ago, but you would feel bad because your mother gave it to you. So you got this thing sticking around for a long time, and you go, I don't really like it. You know, that's the year that my mother beat the heck out of me, you know, and she gave me this thing as a gift to make me feel better. Whenever
oh,
I see it, I think of all my spankings, you know, but I can't get rid of it because she gave it to me. So let's just release the energy here. So here we go. Releasing it. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Maybe she put a curse on you. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Another way of looking at this may not even have been your mother. Maybe you're doing something in the sixth grade and you're doing what you're loving, and the teacher said, you know, what you're doing here looks like garbage, you know, it's, you're never going to amount to a hill of beans, you know, or whatever. And this is, you know, you're going to be a failure for the rest of your life.
Oh, gosh.
No, you know, that's
it's
that's like
so
putting a spell on you.
That happens, though.
Yeah, that happens. Yeah, this is like, oh, you're on the earth plane, you know. And so, you know, maybe you're 45 years of age listening and you go, man, I really wanted to do that, but I don't know. This is coming up now. I can't do it because I was told that. Well, you just got, you know, you probably cursed, you know, from that person. Go in there, if you're resonating to this here, and you're getting yourself upset right now because, yeah, they did this to you. And so what you do then is go in and figure out, maybe it was, you know, whatever grade it was, go in there and figure out the year and clear that timeline for that year with that teacher. Get them out of your life. And if it's been affecting you ever since that time, maybe do every month from there till now. Might sound like a lot of work for you, but at least do that and see how you feel about it. When you get done, you should be laughing. You know, you're going to probably have guilt. Maybe you might get upset with yourself for not doing what you wanted to do, but aside from that, you're going to realize that, I got rid of the, you know, the ball and chain this person gave me. And, you know, do a timeline crash on it. And then go in, and if it's, you know, looks like it's still there and you feel some energy, then do the, curses, hexes, spells. That's what the person did to you. So everybody's a little different, but, you know, things are very strange. Oh, back to you, Elizabeth. Looks like we should probably... Got about 2 minutes left here, so.
Yeah, things are very strange, and this show flew by, and I just wanted to say, on that note of strange, it looks like there's a new HBO series coming out called The Leftovers. So somebody wrote us and said, it looks interesting. People just suddenly disappear, seemingly into thin air. I don't have HBO, but this looks like a timeline issue if I ever saw one. If anyone wants to check it out, would be curious to see how they deal with this issue. Just wanted you all to be aware of it. Sounds interesting.
So it makes it sound like, just by hearing that name and people are disappearing. So remember, what they're trying to do is to be probably maybe the flip side of it. And so they're probably making the people that disappear as lucky, special people. And then the word leftovers means that you're stuck here, right? The guests of the show, you know, the ones that are on there every week, typically, they're the leftovers, and everybody else is having fun going out on the beyondo. That's what it sounds like to me. So it might have a double meaning. They may not want to bring it out that way, but that's what it looks like to me, wanting people to do that, okay? Oh, be very careful. Don't get caught in that trap. So, Elizabeth, I guess we're out over here. I'll do the I'll close off your crown chakras, everybody. We talked about that earlier. So here we go, because you don't want it out there, you know, waving a flag to the aliens to hook up to the top of your head to give you more implants, etc. You have plenty already. You don't need any more. So here we go. So remember, you want to be in control of your own real estate. You don't want to do any time sharing. Here we go. So closing on your crown chakra, I'll count to five again. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. And our conference call starting will be tomorrow, where we do energetic cordings. That starts at 5:30 Pacific. So if you're interested in continuing on with what we're talking about here and have some real clearings done, we do that for basically about probably, it's an hour for sure, maybe an hour and a half of releasing energetic cords from you. I change your life. It's one particular session. So thank you, Elizabeth. Hopefully you're on the 8-hour calls, everybody, getting rid of alien critters and implants. We've been doing that here, pins and implants. And anyway, see you later. Blessings. Thank you, BBS. Bye, everyone.